It came back a little early, but you were still excited to get it back. Is that right?
Right. And this was Glider Blue's 10th mission. Most of the earlier flights were 23 days in duration. And so we had Glider Blue packed with lithium batteries this time, and it had energy to burn.
And burn it did. So it was out with the purpose of gathering some information to help researchers better understand hurricanes. Is a glider like Blue a common tool used to gather information like this?
The Navy has probably 200 gliders that they use for their operations. But from a research point of view, it's become a common practice. Whereas we used to go out on ships ranging from $5,000 a day to $20,000 a day, Glider Blue does it autonomously. It radios back the data it's been recently collecting by way of a constellation of satellites called Iridium.
I wanted to take a minute to explain exactly what a glider is. It's operating on its own. It's pre-programmed, and it's pretty unmistakable looking if someone were to come across it in the ocean.
It looks like a yellow torpedo, about 6 feet long, but it has wings in order to traverse the ocean. It controls its buoyancy. And so it on the surface, it will suck in some water and make it heavier than the surrounding water, sink toward the bottom, but because it has wings, it slides. And then when it detects the bottom, it pushes that water out and makes it buoyant, and it arises. And so it, I like to describe the locomotion of a autonomous glider as sawtoothing its way through the ocean.
What specifically were you trying to understand with your glider on this most recent mission?
The National Hurricane Center predicts the trajectories of hurricanes pretty well, but they fall short in predicting the intensity of particular hurricanes when they make landfall. And that relates to being unsure of the amount of heat in the ocean over which the hurricane moves. Because of the real-time transmission, modelers are able to make their models more accurate. I particularly am focused on the distribution of the coal pool. It's a swath of remnant winter water stretching from Cape Cod to Cape Hatteras, and it represents basically a habitat, and it also represents a cooling potential of the surface waters were it to mix to the surface. And hurricanes do a lot of mixing.
And that cold water could potentially impact how big or how fierce a hurricane becomes, right?
Right.
Wendell Brown, thanks so much for talking with us about what Blue was out there doing, and good luck with future projects.
Thank you.
And that's Wendell Brown, professor of oceanography at UMass Dartmouth.